Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, it is Friday, so let's get to our regular check-in on how the news of the week is playing out on social media. And joining us for that is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
And let's start with that fire. This is one of those stories that a lot of people tend to go to social media, post photos, etc. What are you seeing?
Sure. Well, I mean, having heard that last conversation that you just had on Here and Now, it would beg a belief that anyone would see the fires, the California fires, as a matter of amusement. But on social media, there are always a few people who are not taking a situation seriously. As Shira says, for instance, if you are making jokes about California fires, know that you are hurting real people. A year ago, I lost everything I had, including my two dogs, my kitten, three neighbours on my street, to the campfire. Mm-hmm. My hometown of Paradise will never come back the same. It is not a joke. A couple of people are saying that on social, because sometimes on social, you forget where you are. You forget that if something's not right on your doorstep, you shouldn't be making a joke. It seems like common sense, but not always. Very up close and personal posts. Some of the pictures that people are sharing are stunning, but then you have to remember that through the haze, there are some real dangerous situations out there. Offers of advice as well. Steph says on this post, to anybody who's had to evacuate the Tick Fire and they've left their pets behind, which is something that people are saying, do not leave your pets behind. If you couldn't make it out on time, you can call animal control and they'll eventually get your pets out of your home. Lots of advice coming through as well. What should you take? People forget. This is all on social, Jeremy. It's an amazing resource. So credit cards, take your pets, your prescriptions, your documents, your hard drives, those sort of things. And a quote from the mayor, California's mayor, also going around. I would say it was a little viral. This is his quote, his take on what is happening in California. This is climate change, but it is more than climate change. It is corporate greed feeding climate change. It is federal government greed feeding climate change. A lot of people in California are retweeting that, resharing that. So there's an awful lot out there. I found that all underneath the hashtag California fires. And people are also recommending, do not use that hashtag unless you have something useful to help the
people who are in
the fire. Right. So it's like a repository of advice and information.
Okay, let's ask about another story in the news. It has been 2 years now since the first reports of rape and sexual assault allegations against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And this week, he turned up at an event in New York, and the person on stage, Zoe Stuckless, called him out. There's a video. Here's a bit of it.
Nobody's going to say anything. Nobody's really going to say anything. I'll get out of here. That's fine. I am happy to leave.
Stuckless was asked to leave and later said they were in complete disbelief because they didn't think that Harvey Weinstein would ever show up at an event like that. What's the reaction been online?
Well, the reason we had that little episode then, we were able to share it with our listeners, is because there was a whole series of tweets from the event. It was almost like a mini documentary, video and tweets and photographs of Harvey Weinstein as well. Remembering that this was an event dedicated to young artists in New York. So Francoise says, in a sarcastic voice, thank you for inviting Weinstein to a young actor's evening. How rude and blind can one be? Thank you for being furious. And that thank you is to Zoe. And then there's a whole debate about whether he should even be out and about and talking to people. Marcel, and the debate goes back and forth between men and women, and a lot of men are also very supportive of the young woman who was on stage who said that this was traumatizing for her. Marcel says, for instance, it shouldn't have been her who should have to have left. The organizers should have kicked out Weinstein instead. Here is the pushback, very interesting pushback, and that comes from Harrogate Dogs. That's the handle on Twitter. Sorry, I don't believe in vigilante justice. I believe in the rule of the law. As with all of us, he should be allowed his day in court and not subjected to publicity seeking vigilantes. That was not a popular thought, Jeremy.
And his day in court, by the way, is coming up in January. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a political story that has been playing out on social media and involves the internet.
A good one.
Former Vice President and current presidential candidate Joe Biden launched a Latino voter outreach program on Wednesday called Todos con Biden, which means everyone with Biden.
Oh, you're so good at Spanish.
But the candidate
Muy bien.
Did not register the website or get the Twitter handle with that name, so the Trump campaign did. What happened?
Yeah, everyone with Biden except his digital team, perhaps. So usually when you are launching a campaign, you have an idea, you've got an eye for a idea for a website, what you would normally do is check out who's got that title. Does it exist already? Do I need to come up with something more original? And then once you've got it, then you buy up and make sure you've secured the website names, the Facebook name, make sure nobody else has got that, all the social and digital handles so you have that. The digital team for Joe Biden didn't do that. So the re-elect Trump team did it instead. So when you click on something that you think would be Todos con Biden and you're expecting to see Joe Biden's campaign messages, you see, oops, Joe Biden forgot about Latinos. And then there are on Facebook, there are comments that Joe Biden has said over the years, some of them not necessarily the most complimentary about different minorities. And so the Trump campaign is having a field day because the digital team of Joe Biden didn't think ahead. So that's a lesson learned right there.
Well, and I have to think that the Trump campaign knows very well, or at least Donald Trump knows very well, that you have to register things, which is why his Twitter handle is real Donald Trump, presumably because when he went on Twitter for the first time,
somebody else
had Donald Trump.
Right? Yes.
Exactly. That is Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, always great to have you. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Jeremy. Take care.
And by the way, I think Femi was referring to a tweet from California Governor Gavin Newsom.